Butler, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 15, 1902. Dear Brother Butler, I have words to speak to you, but for some time I have not been able to write to you because my attention has been taken up with many things. I should be very much pleased to see you. A few days ago I sent you a telegram telling you to keep your position as president of the Southern Union Conference. I still say, make no change. The present is not the time for this. I am surprised at the work that Brother Daniels and Brother Palmer are attempting to do. They seem to think that God has delegated them to tear down the work that has been done in Nashville, but God is at the helm. When I met Elder Daniels at Fresno, things in regard to Nashville were troubling my mind. I could not explain matters, but I could see where things were tending. I told Elder Daniels that something in regard to Nashville had been presented to me, but that I could not then explain matters. Since then, these matters have been open to me clearly, and I think that you ought to know all about it. I have written out the instruction given me and have sent it to Willie, who is now attending the council at Battle Creek. Just after Willie left, we received a telegram from Edson saying that he and his wife would start the next day for St. Helena. They arrived last Tuesday on the evening train. Edson and I do not talk about matters in Nashville. I do not want to hear anything, and Edson is not desirous of saying anything till he knows what I have written. He has copies of the recent testimonies in regard to the work in Nashville, and he will study them. I want you to think of the commission given to the disciples by Christ just before his ascension. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, he said. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. I see distinctly that our ministering brethren need to reach a higher standard. They are not to listen to the evil things said of their brethren in any place until they first talk with those spoken against, to learn whether the reports are just or most cruelly unjust. But there are those who do not follow this course. They believe the disparaging things said of their fellow workers and tell them from place to place all over the field. Thus impressions that are false in every respect are left on minds. If this is the message that these brethren are burdened with, and this the work they do as they travel from place to place, I think that they would better engage in hard manual labor until they are converted and their spirituality strengthened, until they are charged with the Holy Spirit. Backbiting is a terrible wrong. I have an earnest desire, my dear Brother Butler, that you shall just now stand in your lot and place in Nashville. The Lord is setting things in order there, and you are needed. May the Lord help you and strengthen you, is my prayer. I pray constantly for you. Be of good courage in the Lord. Let nothing separate you from the work at Nashville. Be as true as steel to principle. The enemy will try to discourage and annoy you, but remember that God is upholding you. He will be the light of your countenance and your God. May the Lord place His hand of mercy over the work in Nashville. The enemy has come in to create a Babylon among our people by leading brethren to stand apart from one another, weakening their faith and courage by sowing in their minds the seeds of unbelief, which spring up speedily to bear their evil harvest. It seems so cruel for ministers and people to be accusing and finding fault, trying to destroy the work that has been done under the most discouraging circumstances. I write you this that you may understand my position. Let us not give ourselves into the hands of the enemy. In hope and courage. Postscript. I will send you a copy of the report of a meeting at Fresno. There were some present who were determined to depose Elder Jones from the presidency of the California Conference and put in his place Elder Brown, a poor, weak cripple, who can get from place to place only with great difficulty. To choose such a man as this as president of this conference would be to misrepresent the strength of the conference. I told the brethren decidedly that this could not be. The Spirit of God came into our meeting, and everything moved smoothly. Angels of God were among us, and there was no clashing, no jangling.